Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, this is funny, Gator.
No, this is great. You're teaching me so much about married life. I love this.
This is so funny. Every time I fill in.
This is awesome.
Doug's back tomorrow, thank God. But every time I fill in, I get myself caught in a situation like this where I think most men deal with it despite not admitting it, and now I'm the guy that has no balls.
Well, I just think that
my wife has my balls in her purse. Well, here, let me call her and get my balls back. Honey, hello?
Well.
Allison? Hello?
There are.
Yeah, I left my balls in your purse. Can I get those back, please? Thank you.
You know what the answer is? No.
She's already crushed them.
Oh, did you want those? I threw those out. Look, there's nothing wrong with going about things in a nice way and trying to get what you want. I'm just saying that when it comes to like the final, there are certain events that I think we would all expect that, okay, look, it goes without saying, Super Bowl, you got to watch the Super Bowl. You know,
yeah, she watches
unless it's
with
in London,
us,
then
obviously.
Don't do it. Final Four, your team's in the Final Four. Yeah. You know, Michigan Ohio State game, sure. Michigan State. In fact, I'm guessing every Michigan football game for you is I got to watch it.
Of course, yes.
I think all
every
those
Michigan
things
State
go
football
saying.
Game too.
That stuff goes without saying. It's not like this is like I said earlier. This isn't the Michigan game 8 of the season where they're taking on UAD. This is the Final Four.
But you're missing the point.
All
Gator.
You need to do, and I'm just saying this. All you really had to do was simply gently remind her. By the way. You do remember Saturday night. I've got to work all day Saturday. Just giving you a heads up. Got all day at Comerica Park for the Tigers. After that, Michigan's playing in the Final Four. I don't know what's your buddy's name.
Matt.
Matt's in town. We wanted to get together and watch the game. I wanted to remind you that's all going on Saturday. That's it.
Gator, it's kind of like college basketball in itself. It's survive and advance. So as long as you get the A-OK, how does it matter how you get it? It doesn't.
Well, because I think they're different. And the guy's laughing behind the glass here. And Kang, you and Hatchet are both married. I'm not. There's a difference between spelling it out and saying what's there and this is what's going to happen as opposed to asking for permission for it.
Go ahead, Kang.
No, I'm laughing because you're so upset. First of all, that makes me laugh in general. Secondly,
everybody laughs.
Everybody's
upset.
Analogy of survive in advance. You are like Loyola, right? You're really the underdog school, but you know, treat yourself as more of a blue blood, my friend. You know, have some confidence in yourself. You know what I mean? Be like Gator said, you don't got to demand you're watching the game. Just let her know, hey, the game's Saturday.
Right.
I'm going to be watching it with a few buddies. I mean, it's obviously Michigan's in the final four.
You're not calling her from Comerica Park in the seventh inning and saying, oh, hey, by the way, man, Matt called me up. We're going to get together and watch the game tonight. That's different.
No. What you guys don't understand is, and for people listening, this topic was supposed to be, can you watch a big game at a bar?
Oh, we'll get to that.
But of course, it morphs into this. Do I have balls? Because all I did was, I asked my wife, I just said, honey, I love
See, but
you.
You're changing it now. You
Sexy.
Go from I asked my wife to I told her.
Well, no. What I did was I got to work all day on Saturday. It is a task to spend the entire day with a 2.5-year-old. It's just a fact.
Do you do it?
Yes.
Okay. What's the problem? That's called parenting. You guys exchange. You help each other out.
But
That's
it's always nice to ask instead of demand. Like, you could do two things. Gator, what's better? Honey, I love you so much. Would you mind greatly if I watched the game with some buddies on Saturday night? Or, hey, just so you know, game Saturday. I ain't going to be home, bitch. I mean, come on.
These are my choices?
Those are your choices.
These are my choices of how to be tactful with your wife?
Which one would you choose?
I certainly would never refer to my wife or girlfriend as bitch. That's not going to help you out anywhere. That's not the approach. That's not the approach at all.
We all get so caught up in who's got the power, who's got the ball, who wears the pants.
You're the one who's caught up, and that's not about that.
It's
just a simple thing of it's a gentle reminder.
No.
You do it early in the week and say, hey, by the way, you know that I'm working all day Saturday. They got the game, the Final Four Michigan game on Saturday night. That obviously it's a work thing as well. And you know that and Matt's in town, kind of want to watch the game with him. And now it gets to the other part of the topic, which is completely different here, which is you're probably going to watch the game at your house anyway.
Yeah, my buddies want to watch the game at a bar. And a game of this magnitude where you want to pace, yell, scream, and really lock in, you can't watch a game like this at a bar.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't.
But you'd be the obnoxious guy. So look, plenty of
people
do.
I can't contain myself. There's no way I can watch a game like this at a bar.
I will tell you this. In defense of you, when it comes to that part, I'm kind of with you. I don't like to watch big Michigan State games at the bar. I really don't. I'd rather sit at home. And frankly, I'd rather just watch it by myself because I'll get loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
And as long as it's only the dog that's hearing me, I'm okay with that.
Doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You don't have any problem with that. Now, you're what's not going to happen is that now you're going to end up watching the game either with your buddy at your house, or you're just going to watch it with your wife and kid at your house.
What I'm thinking about
doing.
And
then you're going to be afraid to go out afterwards.
I'm thinking about going to my one buddy's house, watch the game with him at his house so I can do whatever the hell I want, and then meet my buddies for the second game, the game they care about at the bar. That's what I think about doing.
Which buddy? The buddy Matt who's coming to front of town?
Yeah, so then I get the best of both worlds.
All right, and when he's coming back into town, is he staying with his parents?
I think so, yes.
So you're comfortable with swearing and getting all crazy while his parents are there?
No. I'm saying I watched the Michigan game at my one buddy's house.
I know, the one buddy who's coming in front of town.
No, the different buddy.
Okay, well, that's different.
And then, yes, then I'll go where I watched Michigan, Florida State, and then I can go to my other buddy. The bottom line is, Gator.
Well, let's get to the one call first, and then we'll go to the break, and we'll come back and address this. Seymour's in Flint. Seymour, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, Seymour.
Man, I listen to y'all, Cassie, the Gator. I got to chime in on this. Jeff, listen, big dog.
Yes, Seymour. Yes, big dog.
Gator hangs around the brothers, you can tell, because he got game. And he got balls. Jeff, you got to grow a couple, bro.
Seymour, hold on. How dare you? Hold on, Seymour. Gator's got game.
I'm hanging with the brothers.
Gator's got game. I don't have game. How dare you? Go on.
Did you just say that? Really? Seriously? Did you just say that?
What, that I don't have game?
You know I got
you. You have no game, Jeff. Listen to me.
Seymour, I am a nice man that is treating my wife with the respect she deserves.
Seymour called and he's waiting. Let him say what he
was. I never once said you weren't nice, but you are too nice. You sugar sweet nice. You got to sometime bring that hammer and say, look here, boo. This is how we going to do it right here, okay? I'm going to watch this game with my boys. We're going to chill for a minute. After we done, they mean you can mingle, okay? Don't get salty and pickles like lemon heads when she come at you, bro. You got to let her know what time it is. That's why I'm saying Gator got game. Because even though he's single, I bet you if he had a chick, he'd be like, hey, look, bro, you know what I do for a living. Holler at your boy. I'm going to watch this game. And dip out.
True that, Seymour. You know what I'm about. Thanks for the call, my man. Have a
my
great
man,
weekend.
Thanks a lot. 100.
Seymour, so you're saying I should call my wife my boo? Is that right?
You say, listen up, boo. That's what I said. Come on, take it to heart, man.
I'll get home. I'll do that. That is ridiculous. All that matters is results, Seymour and Gator and everybody else. Doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there.
Okay.
It's a win. I get to watch the game outside of the house. It's a win.
You get to watch the game because she's letting you?
Maybe I'm allowing her to believe.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
That she's letting me.
If that's what you believe strongly, that's great. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.